Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on the Burgundy and Gold today, Lenoe Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we will let you hear from the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt. He was on one today during his press conference. Open, honest, transparent. Loved how forthcoming he was. We'll let you hear from him coming up in about a half hour. Right now, though, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show, where we find our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Pod. Give him a follow on the X app at Mitch_Tischler. And make sure you check out the Beltway Football Podcast on YouTube, as well as the Monumental Sports Network, and then wherever you download your podcast. Mitch, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, bud?
I'm good, man. I'm excited for Sunday. I was more excited for Sunday before the injury report officially came out. What's your gut say about Deebo Samuel and his availability for Sunday?
I think Debo's going to go. Both Deebo and Mikey Sain are still, and it's kind of a small distinction, but for the guys that are injured and working out on the side fields, they normally come out in shorts and a T-shirt, and they do their workouts there. Both Deebo and Mikey were in full practice attire and practice cleats and everything, went through stretching and a little bit of warm-ups with the team before going over to the side field. Listen, it's a rough situation if Deebo doesn't go, particularly on offense.
Yeah.
But I do think both he and Mikey will end up being available come Sunday.
Fingers crossed for that one. As you just mentioned, it would be a tall task for this Washington Commanders offense to try and manufacture a pass game without your starting three wide receivers. Do you think the signing of Robbie Chosen Anderson is any indicator on just how much longer they expect to be without Terry and Noah?
No, not really. I think they're searching for answers.
Yeah.
To me, you know, I think it's tough. We're looking at – sorry, I'm at the airport.
No, you're good, you're good. Noise.
But I think you look at, you know, Noah Brown hasn't played in 2 weeks, now 3 weeks probably. I don't know why he didn't get put on IR. But big picture, you look at the way this wide receiver room is put together, and I think that the place where they were short-sighted was kind of your Jamison Crowder type of player. Not Jamison and his ability specifically, but a veteran guy who you know that you can plug and play and not have to worry too much. I think it was too much, you know, veterans and then unproven rookies. And now both Terry and Noah being hurt, Deebo obviously up in the air. There are a lot of questions, but to come in and expect Robbie Chosen to do a lot, I think that is probably a little bit of, you know, false thinking. I think you can look at some of the receivers this team has brought in over the years, kind of in that role. Michael Gallup, I think, falls in that same boat as Robbie Chosen. He didn't bring a whole lot to the table. Obviously, they didn't keep him through camp. KJ Osborne was on the team last year, you know, came through camp, didn't do a whole lot. So I think they're kind of out there trying to find, somebody who might have a little bit left in the tank. I don't know that Robbie's that guy, but certainly if Deebo doesn't go, it's hard for me to imagine that he's not a game day call up and somebody that they're going to have to rely on.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely going to be interesting to see who they trot out there at wide receiver on Sunday. We do know this. Barring something changing at the very last minute, Jaden Daniels will make his highly anticipated return to the lineup. Your expectations for Jaden Daniels on Sunday, considering the fact, Mitch, when we saw him in the first 2 weeks, it was under 60% completion percentage. In week one, I think we all agreed he wasn't his sharp, usual self. And then in week two against the Packers, he was forced to hold on to the football based on some coverage looks. What do you expect to see from Jaden Daniels going up against this Chargers defense, Mitch, which right now, for my money, is the best in the NFL?
Yeah, so the Chargers defense is very, very good. It's funny because where the Chargers struggle is containing quarterbacks and quarterback runs and scrambles. And obviously that's something that Jaden does very well when he's healthy. I expect that they help. I think he probably could have played last week potentially, but they wanted to give him, you know, that one extra week and make sure that he was good. He's been medically cleared, and, you know, Cliff Kingsbury today at the podium talked about it. Like, he's been cleared. He's practicing in full. We're putting in a full game plan for him. So this offense has been disjointed, mostly based on, you know, the injuries. And they put up points, obviously, but in terms of, you know, getting some consistency and whatnot. I expect that Jaden is going to have a week very similar to week one, because, quite frankly, I think we're kind of back to square one with the offense as Jaden comes back. And, you know, if you expect him to go out and throw for 300 and run for 100 against this Chargers defense, that's going to be tough, particularly with that Chargers D-line. They're dealing with the middle of that Chargers D-line is really, really good. And Tuli Tupiloto was great last week against the Giants and was just a game wrecker from the inside. So it's going to be a big day for Chris Paul and Tyler Biadasz and that group on the inside.
For sure, and to their credit, I mean, even last week I thought the interior of this offensive line played pretty well. There was one miscue that Chris Paul had when he thought he had some inside help from Biadasz and let a free rusher come. But outside of that, I mean, in the pulling game, he's been really good. Moving people in terms of just one-on-one blocking, he's been good. So I have confidence in that group. What do you make of these passing splits, Mitch? Through the first two games of the season, when Jaden Daniels gets the ball out in 2.5 seconds or less, he's 21 of 29 for 2 touchdowns. When he has to hold it longer than 2.5 seconds, he's 22 of 42. Is that on Cliff or is that on Jaden?
I think it's a combination of the two. I mean, listen, I think if you look across the NFL, quarterbacks that throw in rhythm are going to throw at a higher percentage. So, of course, when you have fewest time between, you know, snap and pass, guys are going to be more accurate because they're hitting their back foot and getting the ball out on time and able to make plays. I think when you look at those longer splits when he's had to scramble around a little bit, I think you look at the wide receiver group and the injuries and lack of practice time together and all that different stuff. And I think that's where you really see it come together, because you don't have guys out there that, A, you know, have worked with Jaden a ton or know him well, and B, are guys who are, you know, that super quick you know, group of receivers who are able to, you know, get in the scramble drill and find themselves open. So it's a little bit from column A, a little from column B, but I do think that as Jaden gets more comfortable and gets, you know, more time, particularly with this second group of receivers that he's kind of working with now, those numbers should improve.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And the other part of this passing split dating back to last year, his numbers under pressure this year and last year, not very good either. And I think that has to do a lot with the guys not being able to win quickly on the perimeter. So, yeah, all hands on deck needed for Sunday against the LA Chargers. And I just hope they don't ask Jaden to turn water into wine on Sunday. Help him out with the play calling. Help him out by running the football and then allow him to make those Superman plays when they are necessary. We're joined right now by our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Pod. Give him a follow on the X app at Mitch_Tischler. Make sure you check out the Beltway Football Podcast with Mitch and JP wherever you get your podcasts, or on the Monumental Sports Network and then YouTube as well. To the defense, Joe Witt was very honest and transparent earlier this afternoon when talking about the shortcomings of this defense. What is your confidence level, Mitch, that they bounce back this weekend in a major way?
Pretty high. I think that they will find a way to bounce back. I think that, you know, you look at a lot of the big plays, and, you know, Joe talked about it today, kind of one guy trying to maybe do too much, and that's what happens. I think you're going to see a little bit of a simpler game plan also. I think you're going to see guys that are going to, going to know what they're doing. Far too often the first couple weeks of the season, we've seen, you know, basically once the offense is set, guys on defense still talking, communicating, trying to figure out where they're supposed to be. And at that point, you're really, you know, splitting hairs with whether your guys are going to be in the right positions or not.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you look at what Bijan Robinson did to this team last year, last week, and Amarion Hampton is very capable of doing some very similar things. He's just as quick out of the backfield. He has a ton of speed. So they're going to have to shore up some of those defensive drops. And Justin Herbert averages, I believe he's top five in air yards per pass. This is an offense that likes to push the ball downfield, and they're going to this group of corners is going to have every opportunity to step up and, you know, show that the first couple of weeks aren't who they are, and that they're closer to, you know, what we expected than what we've seen.
Mitch, which version of this Commanders pass rush shows up to SoFi on Sunday? Because in two out of the four games this year, they've dominated. In the other two, they've been pretty non-impactful.
Yeah, three of the five Chargers O-linemen who they planned or thought were going to start at the beginning of the season are out in Joe Alt, Rashawn Slater, and Mekhi Becton. Their center graded out as one of the worst centers in football last week. This D-line has an opportunity to feast, and in particular, the Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne and even Johnny Newton, if you want to include him in that interior group. You look at Herbert, who's very good at working his way through the pocket and, you know, using his feet to stay alive and get the ball downfield. But if that middle can get to him and force him off his spot quick and early, which they should be able to do, they should have an opportunity to really slow down this Chargers offense by not letting them get going in the air.
It's going to be huge, man. Mitch, we appreciate you as always, brother. We'll catch up soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
That is Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Pod. Check that out wherever you download your podcasts. You can check them out on YouTube as well as the Monumental Sports Network. The more and more we talk about this game, the less confident I am about Washington. Because last week I was on one side of the fence while everyone else was on another. Everyone tried to warn me, from Grant Paulson to Kevin Sheehan to Chris Russell. Beware of the Atlanta Falcons. They're a desperate team. They're upset about what happened to them the week before. I feel the same way about this Chargers group. Yeah, I know they're down 3/5 of their offensive line. And I don't think we've gotten an official word yet on Becton, but we'll take Mitch at face value with that one. But, like, you don't think that group's angry after going out and getting embarrassed on the road? They lost to the damn Giants of all teams. You don't think Coach Harbaugh is going to have that group ready to go? I just am starting to have my doubts about whether or not the Commanders' defensive woes can get fixed. And I get it, right? We've continued to say it and continue to talk about it. This pass rush, like Mitch says, has the opportunity to take over. I think they do as well. We'll see if they do coming up on Sunday. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take your calls on this if you got any. your number one key for the Commanders defense to pull off a W coming up Sunday against the LA Chargers. I'll give you my number one key coming up on the other side of the break. Plus, we'll let you hear from Commanders defensive end Jacob Martin on the other side of the break as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.